Aleishu chelek beis reish nun zain. The fifth vad. Anu misvadim biyom kippurim al chait shechatanu lefanecha biritzas raglaim lehora. We acknowledge the chait that we performed in that our legs ran towards evil. Ask the author biritzas raglaim. We are ascribing the fault to our legs. Alo aniratz. It was I who ran. Let's think to ourselves. If a person desires something, he feels like something, without much thought, without delay, he rushes to get it. Literally, as if the legs are running by themselves. That's the power of ta'ava. When it controls and dominates the individual, the limbs act automatically in order to attain whatever it is that the person wants. Haguf nitpas bidvar ta'ava. The body is captured, controlled by this, ufoel beofen atzmei, then acts independently, autonomously, mibli lechakos lemachshava vechlata shel adam, without waiting for the person's thought, deliberation, decision. Is it possible to attain such a state on the positive side? Can desire, can aspiration for kedusha, yachol isgaber kol kach al ha'adam, can it become so strong over the individual, to the point where his limbs do not wait for the instruction of the mind, elam poalim me'atzmam, they rather act autonomously. If that were possible, it would be a very high level. The words of the Ramchal. Somebody who is drawn to his creator, like iron is drawn to a magnet, he will reach the situation of, instead of ritzas raglaim lehora, rather the legs running to do good. Ulam yesh madega kazes. There is such a level. David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Omar, a pasuk in Tehillim, Chishavti Derochai Vashiv Raglai Ledei Secha, I calculated my ways and then my feet carried me elsewhere. And Chazal comments, it's a famous midrash, Riboinoi Shel Olam Bechol Yom Vayom Hayisi Mechashev Evoimer, I would make calculations, plan my day, Lemakoim Ploni Ulevez Dira Ploni Senelech, I want to go to that place and that place. Vayu Raglai Mevioi Sisi Lebatei Chinei Siyos Ulevatei Midrashes, my legs carried me instead to Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMidrash. We quote this midrash a number of times in this volume. Cheshkoi shel David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Batira, his desire in Tira, haya koi gadol, was so great, she'ivram nitpesu be'atzmam b'cheshek zeh, that his limbs were caught in this desire, v'heviyu leveis hamidash, af she'machshavto yasa leleches lemakom acher, even though his intention was to go elsewhere. Ha'machshava einah sheletes b'makom shesh ratzon chazak. One's thought does not have dominion where there's strong desire. The will is a higher and more powerful force than thought. It's a getter of, what we're discussing is a getter of love spoiling the protocol. Etzel Avraham Avinu shechavash be'atzmo yischamaru belechto la'akedah. In the case of Abraham, for example, who himself prepared his donkey, saddled his donkey on the way to the Akedah, even though he was a wealthy man, and generally that type of thing would be done by his servant, like a person who has a chauffeur. Generally, the chauffeur opens the door, but when a person is has a strong desire to go, he gets into the car. That's what Avraham Avinu did. He spoiled the protocol. And similarly, v'sin'a mekalkeles es ashura. Also, on the opposite side, where a person has a strong desire, then hatred spoils the protocol. Bevil'am shechavash be'atzmo es asinoi belechto lekalelis Yisrael. And the same thing was a very wealthy person. Generally, a wealthy person doesn't saddle his own donkey. When he wanted to curse Yisrael, it was such a strong desire that he did it. And a third example, Yosef osar be'atzmo es merkavtoi, he himself prepared his chariot, lizdarez lichvoid oviv, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av. It's a gather of what we're speaking about. Minifloiz lashon ha'kodesh, it's one of the wonders of lashon ha'kodesh, sheshorish milas ratzoin hu roots. The root of the word that connotes will and desire is to run. Ki ma she'adam ritzeh, what a person wants, he rushes towards. Vayorot Lavan el Haisha Chutz el Ain. Lavan ran towards the man, towards Eliezer, to the spring. Lamarats ve'almarats. What was the big rush? Vayikir oeses anezim, because when he saw the jewelry that Eliezer had given to Rivka, Omar Ashir Huzeh, this person must be so wealthy, and he wanted to make the most of it. Mash ohavim lesham ratzim, what a person loves, he rushes towards. Me'ata novo el ha'gemara berachos davav, an important passage over here. Amar Rabbi Chilpoy Amar Rabbi Huna, hayotze mibeis ha'kneses, a person who leaves shul, al yafsi'a pesi'a gasa, he should not walk very fast. Rashi explains that it gives the impression that you're just happy to be out of shul, that being in shul is like a masoi, like a burden. Omar Abaye says that's true when you're leaving, but to enter the shul, mitzvah lemirah, it's a mitzvah to run. Shneimar, the pasuk says, nirbefa lo da'as es Hashem. We will chase, we'll pursue knowledge of Hashem, which connotes running. Omar Abizera, initially, at the outset, when you used to see the Rabbanan running to the Shiur on Shabbos, Amina would say, Kamechalen Rabbanan Shabbosa. These Talmidim are Mechalel Shabbos, because they're running on Shabbos, which is not generally permitted. But when I heard the teaching of Rabbi Tanchum, in the name of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, the following teaching, Le'olam yirutz adam lidvar halacha, a person should run to dvar halacha. Bafilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, shenema, because the pasuk says, achare Hashem yelchu, k'aryeh yishag, they will follow Hashem like a person pursued by a roaring lion. Anana mirahitna, changed also, and I started running on Shabbos towards the shiur. Omar Rabbi Zeira, agra defirka rihata, the reward for the shiur is the running, meaning Rashi explains, Ikar kibul sechah b'riyois, the main aspect of reward for the masses, haratzim lishmo drasha mipi chacham, who run to listen to a drasha from the darshan, hischah merutza. The majority of the reward they're getting is really for the effort in running towards it, not for Talmud Torah per se. Shari rubam einam mevinim, says Rashi, the majority of them, they don't understand it fully. Lehamid girsa, to be able to retain the knowledge and to be able to convey it after some time, so that they could retain and receive reward for learning. The masses can't really understand it. After a while, they've forgotten it, or even if they haven't forgotten, they won't be able to restate the teaching. And therefore, for them, the sachar is for running to the shiur. The author continues, Harei mitzvai laleches bimhirus lebeis ha-midrash. It's a mitzvah to go quickly. Remember, these are the ve'adim of Zerizus. Mishum nirdefa ladas es Hashem ba'alacha. Because, as the pasuk says, we pursue to know Hashem. Ve'nirdefa u'lishon merutza, nirdefa connotes, pursuing, connotes, running. U'mitzvah zon ha'ikas afilu b'Shabbos, as the passage makes clear, the mitzvah applies even on Shabbos, av shasu lafsia psia gasa b'Shabbos. Even though in general one should not walk briskly on Shabbos, the Gemara quotes another pasuk, Acharei Hashem yelechu, they walk after Hashem, ki'aryeh yish'ag, like a roaring lion. Ha-maharsha sham kosa, the maharsha there explains, ha-shemer she'agas aryeh, a person hears the roar of a lion, u'misyarei, and he's out in the field, somewhere there in the... Vaday olech bimrutza, certainly would walk very quickly, v'sharei afilu b'Shabbos, it would be permitted even on Shabbos, mishum sakana. Kein Acharei Hashem v'alacha, the same idea applies to pursuing the word of Hashem. Mashma midvarav, what the Masha implies is sheshemias dvar halacha mishum pikuach nefesh aguba. It seems to imply that to hear dvar halacha is like an aspect of pikuach nefesh. Velachen mutar lerutz lazeh afilu b'Shabbos. And therefore, it's permitted to rush towards it even on Shabbos. V'zeh nifla, an amazing insight. Back to where we started. Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima medayek lomar. The Tana in Pirkei Avos says hevei ratz katzvi. Run like a deer, na'aseh ratzon avicha shebashamayim, to do the will of your Father in heaven. Ve'loy amar stam hevei ratz. It doesn't just say run, ela hevei ratz katzvi. He gives us a particular image, she'achaya meira b'yosef b'mutzasai, a very, very swift animal. Ve'ad kedei kach tzeh larutz lidvar mitzvah. That's how a person should run, not just like
But like a deer.
כמה חזק צריך להיות רצונו של אדם במצוויס? How strong does a person's will in מצוויס have to be כדי שירוץ במהירות כזה, to run so quickly? והנה כבר לימדנו מסילת ישרים. What we learned already in the Mesilas Yesharim, and of course, that the earlier source for that is the Sefer Chinuch, a few centuries before the Mesilas Yesharim. Ki gam mi she'en retzono lohet kol kach. Even somebody whose desire is not so passionate, התנועה החיצוינית מעוררת התנועה הפנימית. That's the teaching, that psychological insight, that doing something on the outside stimulates the inside. ותוך כדי ריצה למזה, if a person acts in that way, then ממילא נדלק ברצון החזק לקיום רצון השם. It inspires one on the inside, as the מסילת ישרים and the ספר חינוך explain well. כאן יש לנו מקום להסתמד בזיזוס. So we have room over here to train and to practice the מידה וזריזוס, ונעשה כל יום שלוש פעמים מצווה דווקא בזריזוס בלי שום שיועס. So the exercise is every day, three times a day, to do a mitzvah with zerizus, without any delays. Im behalicha mezorezes litfila velelimud, whether it be briskly walking to davening or to limud, im lemaase chesed, or towards an act of chesed, but quick and without delay. Umi yodeh, who knows? Yitachen shemi shiragil insog mechon yisodim kom tfila. Quite possibly, somebody is accustomed to travel by car to his shul, or to his place of learning, velelimud, כדאי לו בהסלמדוס זו ללכת דווקא ברגל. It could be that in this exercise, it might be even better to actually walk. להסרגל בסנועס עבריו, to become accustomed to moving one's limbs towards the mitzvah, להסלהט לדבר מצווה, to become passionate for a matter of a mitzvah. אין צורך להדגיש בזה, we don't need to emphasize, it's self-evident, שבסך זמן ההסלמדוס בזריזוס. During these exercises in Zerizus, יש ללמוד פרקי הזריזוס במסילת ישרים בעיון רב ובחזרה מרובה. One should learn the chapters dealing with Zerizus in מסילת ישרים in great depth and with enormous revision. יש להמשיך בהסלמדוס זה זמן רב ככל האפשר. One should continue this exercise for as long as possible. אולי תוך כדי הסלמדוס זה. Perhaps we hope that through this exercise נזכה שאיברי גופנו will merit that the limbs of our body, yureshumim bikdushas haratzoin iskayot boinu, will have some sort of impression of the sanctity of the world to draw near to our Creator. Adkan.